everybody. We are here. It's a sunny day in Washington, D.C. here at the 2018 GAC. Yeah, finally, exactly. The sun has broken through the clouds, and we're here with Co-op Financial Services, Todd Clark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm good. Yeah, feeling really good.
I'm glad you are. Because
it's only the second day of GAC.
It's only the second day. Or second and a half, I think. Yeah. 2.5, something like that. But anyway, hey, just to kind of break the ice here, how's the conference going for you guys?
I think it's going great.
Yeah?
We had a nice event last night for Chuck Purvis at the Wegner event, and he's going to be our chair in a year and a half or so.
Oh, is he?
Okay. You know, love celebrating that and seeing him get a fine award
indeed,
like that.
Indeed.
And then spent a little time at Thunderstruck last night.
Oh, did you?
You know, I'm a little older than most of the crowd there, but but it's nice to see the young up and comers in the credit union movement having a good time and
our future leaders.
Yeah, that's right.
In that room there, yeah. But hey, it's like you said,
they're the people who are doing it right now.
Exactly,
right?
So, exactly. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with having a good time. So blow off a little steam and then come back and do your business during the day.
Come back around 10 this morning.
My gosh, no doubt. Hey, let's talk about. It's been quite a year for Co-op. As you well know, you're right in the mix of it, obviously. Yeah. So what's going on? I mean, what are some milestones and achievements that you guys?
I think 2017 was a great year for us. Probably most important to me is that I was able to get my team seated, and we changed out a lot of the senior leadership team at Co-op. Mm-hmm. We merged with TMG or acquired TMG, however you want to look at it. There, I call it a merger because. I like the way that looks and feels better from a cultural perspective than we just took them over. But have a nice blend on our senior leadership team, which is about our top 40 or 50 people, right? About a third of them are former TMG, about a third are former Co-op, and a third are kind of brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the new folks we're hiring are from the payments industry and not necessarily credit union experts, but we got a lot of credit union experts that are still out there. We're trying to hire technology people, that's our goal. So financially, great year for us, and we're getting to invest a big chunk of that money back into our products and services this year. It's
good
great.
For you guys. Yeah, yeah. It's technology is making the world go around these days.
It is.
You guys are right there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, tell us about My Co-op.
Yeah,
it's kind of a brand new venture you
My
guys Co-op are doing.
My Co-op is something we've had out in the market now since the fourth quarter of last year. We started putting it out in beta, and we're using it internally. Obviously, when you bring TMG and Co-op together, you sort of have two platforms that people are used to using in their back office to control the cards, right?
Right.
And so what we've done with My Co-op is we've taken all of that, put it behind a single sign-on, and made that single sign-on a higher level, so it's PCI 3.2 compliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's higher level of security, but it brings all those things together underneath a single login.
Okay.
And one of the things that it does is if you are doing a debit card base and a credit card base, you've got multiple screens that you typically have to work in to make those things work.
Right.
It keeps all of those open in a persistent login fashion. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're working in something, all the screens stay open, which is net new. It's a net new thing.
Right.
Because
you
used to work in this one, and this one over here would time out.
Not good.
Yeah, and so you'd spend a lot of time just logging back in.
Right.
And so we've eliminated that.
Okay.
As long as you're working in something, it keeps it going. And at the same time, we've raised security, like I said. So next step in the evolution of that is starting to bring all of those applications under a single GUI interface.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know, but TMG had a little product called Springboard. Everybody loves that, and we're just further enhancing that, and we're adding more functionality to it all the time, specifically around reports and integrating our debit platform that we had at Co-op prior to the merger.
So is this kind of just an effort to make things a little bit more efficient, more secure, that type of thing?
I think that our tagline or whatever for the conference here is integration is innovation, right? And I think I told you last year, it's not my goal to go out and create the next whiz-bang thing that is going to revolutionize payments for credit unions, because I don't think that's credit unions' place, right? We're not going to change the payments landscape by ourselves. Mm-hmm, we're going to have to do that in conjunction with the banks and all the other fintechs out there.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can make the back office life easier and the member experience better.
That makes it
through
better.
Our technology. Yeah. And this is one of those big steps in that.
Very cool. Very cool. And so you've done a lot of speaking on this on the topic of digital transformation. I mean, Think was all about digitization.
Yeah.
You know, or last year's Think rather. So does my co-op, does it play a role in that?
Well, our part of the effort. That, right. I mean, and it is, so one of the things we talk about, and last year we talked a lot about you should be thinking digital in your strategy, right?
No doubt.
This year we're actually saying here's the specific things you
should
can
be doing.
Do, right? And one of those is integration of your channels, which that my co-op is a big part of that.
Okay.
One of those is enhance your security for revenue growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are willing to pay for security, and so us bringing up the level of security on my co-op to the new standard or a higher standard than what's required even is us investing in security, trying to drive up that level across the overall industry, and then finally it is one of the other strategies, make your data available, right? And so we're trying to make that available because there's a whole suite of APIs that go with my co-op that allow you to interact with us in a way that you like to as a credit union.
Okay, there seems to be like a comfort factor there as well with the security and the easy accessibility, all that type of stuff.
I think that if you can somehow use security and at the same time make things easier, if you can elevate security and make things easier,
that's the recipe.
That is innovation.
Yep. Indeed. So on the subject of digital transformation, what are some things that you recommend to credit unions to just keep going on that digital journey? I think it's kind of one step at a time.
So let me see if I can remember the seven off the top of my head, right? First is obviously be member first, right? I mean, we got to be thinking about the members and how we interact with them. Utilizing data for everything, right? I mean, there's just so many data points out there in the space. You know, last year we did over 6 billion transactions at co-op.
Wow.
And that is a lot of data points.
Yeah, it is.
Right? And if I can take that data and help our credit unions understand what their members are doing every day, merge that with our call center data and our network data and our shared branching data, then that's a powerful measure,
right?
We all heard Jim talking yesterday about the assets of the credit unions, right? Mm-hmm. And that being the shared branch, shared branches and surcharge-free ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are co-op properties, right?
Okay.
So we're thrilled to be a part of that, and using that data in a more meaningful way is one of the ways we will help the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Next is make that data available, right? I mean, think about an API strategy. Even if you're a credit union, how can you have a developer portal that allows your members to, bring in or other people opportunity to come in and access your data and make products and services that are better for your members, that opening up yourself to the outside world is a great way to think about it, I think.
Yeah.
So the way we do that at Co-op is we make our data available. Whether you be big or small, if you want your data in a raw form, you can have your data in a raw form. If you want it in a form that we provide for you, that we put the structure around and help you understand, then you can have that too. So I used to say it was the large credit unions that wanted the data in raw form so they could do it their own way. But the reality is I've stopped thinking about it size-wise. It's more about who's progressive and who's not progressive, who's way down the path on data already.
Good point.
And then I'm there to help the folks that are trailing behind a little bit.
Because this is getting more and more valuable information as by the minute, it seems like.
Well, I mean, if you take, for example, our shared branching network, right? If you're a big user of our shared branching network because you only have a single branch and your decision is, I'd like to build a new branch somewhere, well, wouldn't it be really cool if you could look and see where your people are using other people's branches?
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
do that in a graphical heat map or something
that.
Yeah. And then overlay that with data about what space is available and so on and so forth. So we have that. We have that ability.
Oh my gosh, Todd, that's so cool.
Obviously, we're doing a ton of work with machine learning and AI. one of the strategies we think is important. And obviously, I'm not sure everybody can afford to implement a machine learning application or an AI application.
Yeah, it's still a little early, but...
And so we, on the behalf of the credit union industry, will be doing that.
Okay.
And giving access to it.
Oh, right on.
First and foremost for fraud.
Yeah.
And fraud detection. And then beyond that, predictive analytics around, you know, what product is the right product to offer to a member at a given time,
mm-hmm,
right?
I
was telling a story yesterday. You know, it's interesting to me that when I buy a car and I finance a car with my credit union, mm-hmm, a month later I get an ad, you know, I get an offer to finance a car. I'm like,
yeah, that's,
well, that's
good.
Not really paying attention to what I've just done.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
How many cars do you think I really need, right?
And,
you know, car insurance the day after I buy a car,
yeah,
would be sort of a cool
thing, right?
Or 6 months later,
mm-hmm,
when it's time to reprice.
Mm-hmm.
Machine learning and AI can help you do that.
No doubt.
And then integrating your channels, right? I mean, we've studied where people, you know, how people start a new account opening procedure at a credit union,
mm-hmm,
and how they end up shifting channels in the middle of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not integrated there, you could force them to start the whole thing over. And you don't want that, right?
No.
What you want is your channels integrated, and you want, if they start in the mobile app and,
mm-hmm,
finish in the branch,
mm-hmm,
you want to know where they are,
mm-hmm,
and pick them up right where they are.
Right.
So that you can help them get satisfied quickly without forcing them back to
that's the double-edged sword of all this convenience and all the multiple channels that we're in today. So.
Well, you have to be really careful in this digital world, right? Because a bad experience can flip very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming back from a trip the other day in Atlanta, and I'm a big Uber user, but my Uber app was telling me there's no cars. And I was like, well, something's weird here, right?
Yeah.
So I turned my phone off and turned it back on just to make sure it wasn't my device.
Yeah.
Still no cars. So you know
that's
what
weird.
I'm doing. I'm downloading Lyft.
Are you going Lyft? Yeah, I do the same thing.
I'm trying to get my Lyft app up and running so I can get a... I mean, I just want to ride home.
Right.
And I'm willing to, you know, move,
mm-hmm,
just that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is kind of an on-demand world. People are demanding it, right?
So yep. If there's an alternative, they're going to go to it if option A is not working. So
yeah,
definitely.
And then I guess finally, the things that we do, we're thinking about co-op as an ecosystem,
mm-hmm,
right? And so you can take any piece or part of our ecosystem, but the more you do with us,
mm-hmm,
the more data and the more value you will get out of it, right? For example, if you have your card business with us and your network business with us, shared branching, and we also do your call center,
mm-hmm,
I think we can give you a pretty good picture of what your member does on,
mm-hmm,
a daily basis,
mm-hmm,
right? And so it is physically impossible for you to use your card in Detroit today, but then also do a shared branching transaction in Los Angeles within the same hour.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's an immediate benefit from a fraud perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to do both, I know at least one of those is not right.
Yeah, something, exactly.
Right? And,
exactly.
And so the more you do with us, the more we can, you know, the more we can use that data to help determine fraudulent transactions.
Ah, that's so cool stuff. Man, you guys, you don't have a plate, so you have a full buffet of things
good. We have a lot of people working really hard, and that's exciting. So, we love change at co-op, and we're trying to drive change as fast as we can.
Good for you guys. Well, you're doing a great job. And last question here, what are some of the main things that you're looking for co-op coming this year in 2018?
Yeah.
Kind of a little outlook here.
In 18, obviously, we're introducing my co-op now. We'll have the next iteration of my co-op sometime in the fall, which will include more reporting and more access to data as a function of it, and then we've got Shazi went through a laundry list of things on our product roadmap yesterday for a group of CEOs, and I think all of their response was, wow, that's a lot. And I don't like putting out dates unless we can meet those dates. And so, we're scheduled out through the end of the year.
Goodness.
And then early into 19.
Really?
There's even some things from 19 and 20 that we think we're going to be able to pull into this year, mostly because our board has been very generous,
mm-hmm,
and is allowing us to invest in a meaningful way.
Right on. Well, you're setting the stage.
Yeah.
Setting the stage.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do today in today's change crazy world.
That's right.
So
that's right.
All right, Todd, well, thank you so much. I know you got a busy schedule here.
Pleasure.
But I appreciate
Pleasure.
The time and thank you as well for supporting our efforts here.
Of course.
Always
of
fun.
Course, yeah. Great to
appreciate
see
the time, Todd.
Thanks a lot.
Well done. Keep up
right.
the good work.
Bye-bye.